Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2¾ cents, December wheat down 3¾ cents, and November beans down 3¼ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 4 ticks, crude oil basically steady, Dow Jones down 160, gold up $12, silver up 22 cents. A little bit lower overnight, kind of just a market trying to catch its own breath here. We've had a pretty good rally, so wasn't surprising to see us a little bit lower overnight. Now, we did have a sale this morning of 464,000 metric tons of beans to China. We'd heard the rumor on Monday that they had bought 2 million metric tons. So is this just part of the sale? We don't know, but at least there was a sale, and that's positive out here. The president apparently is going to sign a biodiesel deal on Friday. This one looks like it's going to actually happen, so that should be a little bit positive in here. Egypt's looking for wheat. We don't expect the U.S. to get the business, but I think wheat has its own problems here in our own country. We're getting it's a tough time getting the rest of the spring wheat out. The plantings are basically on pace, but with all this wet weather we're seeing, it may start to take a little bit of a lag out here. Overall, I still think the market looks good. We took out some good technical levels yesterday. We filled the gap in the corn at 92¾, I think it was. We'd like to close over that here today. We just don't want to see it go up, fill the gap, and then fail. So people will be certainly watching that. Overall, though, I think the markets look like they can move higher. It's October, the averaging period. So if the government can do anything to help grain prices move higher and avoid making insurance payments, they're going to certainly try to do that, in my opinion. So overall, maybe a little bit of a turnaround Wednesday here. But overall, I still think the markets have some strength. Funds are still short about 135,000 corn, still short about 25,000 beans, about 40,000 meal. So I think there's some more upside pressure that the funds could put on these markets while they cover short positions. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.